At a time when federal politics has been engulfed by personal attacks, AM has learnt that staffers in ministers' offices have been asked to do detailed background research on their political opponents. There's some disquiet in government ranks about the request to dig around for information on coalition frontbenchers, including what they may or may not have done in their younger days. It also involves digging around to find any litigation, past or present. It comes as ministers have also been told to be on a campaign footing from next month. From Canberra, Alexandra Kirk reports.
A few weeks ago, just as Fair Work Australia was finishing its lengthy investigation into the Health Services Union and allegations Craig Thompson misused his union credit cards, AM's been told a senior advisor in the Prime Minister's office called a meeting of ministerial staffers, one from each office. Labor sources say Julia Gillard's Director of Strategy, Nick Rees, distributed a to-do list for gathering information on coalition frontbenchers, starting with their, quote, younger days, maiden speech and ministerial record, study trips and associated travel reports, any companies they might be involved in, fundraising, pecuniary interests, down to, quote, potential issues such as litigation. It was accompanied by a spreadsheet on where to get the information, including newspaper opinion pieces, company searches, student newspapers, and social media sites such as Facebook and Twitter. It's not known if the government intended to use it or how. A member of the government is very critical, saying it's aimed at, quote, looking for shit on Labor's opponents, deriding Mr. Rees's office as, quote, a dirt unit, adding activities such as this should not be associated with the Prime Minister's office. Another says it's a job for the Labor Party rather than the government. One senior minister, while unaware of it at the time, calls it a bad omen for where federal politics is heading. But another views it as unremarkable, pointing out all governments do it and ministers should know their opponents. The Rees exercise comes on top of a unit run by the caucus communications team operating under the aegis of the Special Minister of State Gary Gray, which trains Labor staffers to monitor Tony Abbott's front bench. The manager of government business, Anthony Albanese, recently expressed concern about the tenor of Parliament, accusing the coalition of peddling vicious rumours about Workplace Relations Minister Bill Shorten and relentlessly piling the pressure on the embattled, now independent MP Craig Thompson and Labor's choice of Speaker Peter Slipper. And Julia Gillard accused the opposition of mounting vicious and personal attacks. Nick Rees referred AM to the Prime Minister's media unit, which has declined to make any comment. And AM understands party insiders were told last night Mr. Rees, a former State Secretary for the Victorian Labor Party and campaign director, has quit his job to take up an academic post. He'll leave the Prime Minister's office next month.
Alexandra Kirk in Canberra.